just one halakha on the laws of Erev Shabbat. We discussed today in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kof. The Gemara and the halakha discusses that one should come into the meal that he's going to eat on Erev Shabbat. He should come in with an appetite. He should come in where he eats the Sa'udav Shabbat on a stomach that is not full, because then he's not going to eat the Sa'udat Shabbat in the proper way. Therefore, halakha does limit how much a person should eat and what he should eat on Erev Shabbat. It is clear, according to the halakha, that it is, according to Shulchan Aruch, that a meal that he's accustomed to eat during the week, which is not considered a big Sa'udat, even if it's from bread, and he usually eats that during the week, and it doesn't satiate him, meaning he's not going to become full from such a Sa'udah, according to the halakha, you really can eat that the entire day. There is no restriction on eating a normal meal that you're accustomed to have during the week, so long as a person knows that it's not going to fill him, where he's not going to be able to have the Sa'udah of Shabbat with an appetite. However, when it comes to big festive Sa'udot, one should refrain from having these. It's asud, unless it is a specific mitzvah that the time is on Friday. For example, a milah on the eighth day that falls out on Friday. So of course it's permissible to have a Sa'udah Gedolah, the festive Sa'udah, because that is the day. Or for that matter, even a Sa'udat Siyum Masechet. If the Siyum was finished on Friday, one could make a regular Sa'udah Gedolah. Or for that matter, a Sa'udah Pidyon HaBen would be mutar on a Friday. An engagement party, if somebody gets engaged on a Friday, an hour engagements, which are really not halakhically binding, one should not make a big Sa'udah as they would normally make. But to give out sweets and things like that on Friday, according to the halakha, Mishnah Berurah says clearly it would be permissible. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says one should refrain, obviously, close to Shabbat, from drinking alcoholic beverages that can cause a person to become inebriated and therefore would not be able to have the Sa'udah of Shabbat the proper way. Everybody has to judge according to his own system. And therefore, those people that sit down before Shabbat in the afternoon and they have a drink and they sit and eat and that takes away from their Sa'udah on Friday night, that is a problem. They should refrain from this and hold back until Shabbat itself. Maran does bring down that there are some people that are mahmir, that from 3 hours before sunset, and we say 3 hours, we mean 3 hours, sha'od zemaniyot, 3 hours, according to halakhic hours, one doesn't even have a sa'udah that he's accustomed to have during the week, that he refrains. So you see that the halakha does put restrictions. Basically, the rule that we must take out of this halakha is, everybody has to know his eating pattern, everybody has to know how his appetite works, and therefore should be cognizant of his meals on Friday, so he goes into Shabbat with the proper appetite.